Hey, welcome in. Let's get into it.
Yeah, we've got some good stuff today. Let's go.
All right, let's dive in. First up, a judge has ruled that the Pentagon's restrictions on press access are unconstitutional. Big win for the First Amendment, right?
Seriously? So, what does that even mean in practice? Were they like, completely barring reporters from certain areas or something?
Essentially, yeah. Apparently, the Pentagon had a policy that limited independent press access, making it difficult for reporters to cover military operations and get information to the public. The New York Times actually brought the case.
Wow, that's pretty heavy-handed. So, the judge was like, nope, can't do that, freedom of the press still applies, even to the military?
Exactly. The ruling emphasized the importance of a free press holding the government accountable, even during times of conflict. It's a check on power, you know?
Definitely. Because who's going to keep an eye on things if the press can't get in to see what's happening? Good for the Times for fighting that one.
Moving on, things are still tense in the Middle East. Apparently, Trump called some NATO allies cowards over the Strait of Hormuz situation. And the Pentagon is sending more troops there.
Oh boy. Cowards? That's not exactly diplomatic, is it? What's the deal with the Strait of Hormuz anyway? I always hear about it.
It's a really strategic waterway, basically a choke point for oil shipments from the Middle East. A lot of the world's oil passes through there. So, if it gets blocked, it can cause major problems.
So, Trump's mad that NATO allies aren't doing enough to protect it, and he's sending in more troops as a result? Is that the gist of it?
Pretty much. Although, there are also reports that he's considering winding down the operation in the Middle East. It's a bit of a mixed message, to be honest.
Classic. So, more troops, but maybe less involvement? Makes total sense. Okay, what's next?
This is a bit of a shocker. CBS News is shutting down its radio service and cutting jobs. Apparently, Barry Weiss is coming in to lead some kind of revival effort.
Wait, really? CBS News Radio is ending? That's, like, a legacy. I didn't even realize they still had a radio division. But Barry Weiss? That's an interesting choice. A really interesting choice.
Yeah, it's a pretty significant shakeup. They're laying off around 6% of their staff. It sounds like they're trying to modernize and adapt to the changing media landscape, but it's definitely the end of an era.
Definitely feels like a changing of the guard. I wonder what Weiss has planned. This could get interesting, or messy. Maybe both.
And sticking in the Middle East, the U.S. is apparently scrambling to prevent a potential months-long closure of the Strait of Hormuz.
Months-long? That sounds disastrous. Is Iran threatening to close it or something?
The article doesn't say explicitly, but tensions are obviously high. A closure would have a massive impact on global oil prices and the economy. The U.S. Navy is probably working overtime to keep that from happening.
Yikes. So, we're talking potential economic chaos if that happens. No pressure, U.S. Navy. Okay, last story?
Tragically, a U.S. college student was found dead in Barcelona. Spanish police believe it was likely an accident.
Oh no, that's awful. How terrible for his family and friends. What happened?
Apparently, he was out during spring break and security footage shows him accidentally falling into the water. Really sad situation.
That's just heartbreaking. A reminder that sometimes, terrible things just happen. My thoughts are with his loved ones.
All right, that's all the news for today. A bit of a heavy one, huh?
Definitely. From press freedom to potential oil crises, it's been a wild ride. But hey, that's the world we live in, right?
Indeed. Make sure to check back tomorrow for another dose of reality.
We'll try to keep it a little lighter next time. See you then.